Hello.
Yes, hello, good morning.
This is
Diana. Yeah. Yes, hi, Diana. It's me, Jan, from Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, lordy, lordy. Yeah, all right.
Okay, great.
How long is it going to take?
I'm sorry?
How long is it going to take?
Oh, which one?
So where do I make time to let you give me your spiel or not? How long does it take?
Oh, well, just within a few minutes. Anyway, I'm just calling back as per your request on the last time we spoke to you about this, because I'm not sure if you remember. You did mention that back then.
I remember. Everything's been all a clusterfuck, and now I told you to call 1st of September, which is, you're good.
Yeah, actually, just want to know how's work so far, like after a month? Like, are you still hanging on?
Well, I'm still trying to tie up. I'm still trying to tie up some things I had going. I've been off for about 4.5 weeks with double pneumonia. I just came back to work yesterday.
Oh, wow. Well, glad that you're feeling okay.
Well, I'm human. I'm not completely 100%, but I'm better than I was.
Nice. Well, at least getting better or getting there, right? Well, anyway, are you, planning on getting back to work, within the next few weeks?
Well, I'm at work today. I'm finishing up. I got two jobs I got to finish up, and I haven't taken any more beyond that. So, yeah, I'm going to start beating the pavement somewhere. I had to turn a few things down because I wasn't 100% feeling good, but I'm back.
No, all good. I just want to refresh your memory on how we're planning on setting you up on the first.
Yeah, see, I hadn't let you talk or tell me anything about that because Angie's had me so, yeah. So how do you guys work?
Yeah, so it's really different the way Angie, our home advisor, does it.
It better be.
Yeah, because, well, they provide you with leads, right? And then, correct me if I'm wrong, they provide you with leads, and then you try to chase
and then they take all the money out of your bank, and then you can't even get a hold of anybody, and the leads aren't even for real. They're a bunch of bullshit. Listen, I had a guy call me the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He says he needs the whole inside of the house done, blah, 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 blah. Could I come take a look at it? And I said, yeah, I won't be able to till next week, but yeah, I can. Well, I need this done, this done, this done, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, can you tell me how you found my name? He says, well, I was went online, and I said, okay. And I said, he gave me his name. And I happened to be able to write all this down, right? Gave me his name, and he said, I said, where about is the house located? And he told me Hotfinger Road, and I said, okay, are you familiar with that? I said, I sure am. I've done 4 or 5 places out there.
Right.
And I said, okay, and I said, listen, I said, text me your name and text me the address, and I'll get out there in the next couple of days and give a look. I'll get back with you. Okay, no problem. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So hang up. Well, I didn't hear anything the whole rest of the day. He never said anything, right?
Okay.
So I called back the number he called from. It's a painting company in Arizona. And I went on Hotfinger Road. I know what house he's talking about. The house has been for sale forever.
Right.
And it's going through, it's in, what do they call it, when somebody dies, probate court and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was so full of shit. So I called him. That's how I found out it was a painting company. He answers in Jeff, blah, 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 such and such painting, la, 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 in Arizona. And I looked him up on the web and everything. It was just bullshit. I went by the house. It's the only house he could be talking about from what he described, the work they needed done. And it's not, no. It's just bullshit. And they want to charge me $97 for answering my phone. You know what I mean? Anyway, they're awful.
Got it. Well, no worries. Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear about that experience. You know, to be honest, that really happens a lot with some of our clients, even from before we're in. Some of the contacts that they get, primarily from Angie's or Home Advisor, really didn't turn out to be jobs, right? So what we're trying to target here are people who are actively searching on Google and seriously trying to hire somebody who does your type of work. So that is how
right.
we are to program PaintWorks to appear on that map section. And you've seen that map section before, right? The one with the red dots where businesses are listed on Google?
I think
Sound
so,
familiar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, there will always be pages and pages of results on Google, right? So the good thing here is that not everybody can be on that first page position, which is why this listing that we're trying to program, say, for example, if we are able to program PaintWorks to show up as a recommended option, we cannot program anybody else on your area. So that will allow us to maximize the phone calls that you'll get. So pretty much you won't have to chase leads, or these leads will not be visible to other competitors of yours, because this will be people that will be contacting you directly. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, yeah, as long
okay.
as you re- I don't know what they get out of bullshit leads. I had one here in Sandusky, and I go down and the house is sitting there and he wants me to paint the whole outside. I could tell by the way he was typing it, because I told him, I said, I preferred a one-on-one phone conversation, because he kept texting everything. And the text, you could see there was things a little bit misspelt and talking like maybe he was Indian or Pakistan. I mean, you know what I mean? He had broken English in his thing, which I don't, whatever. So I hunted down this house because he gave me the address. I went down, and the house is sitting there. First of all, it's got vinyl siding on it. It doesn't need painted. So I talked to both neighbors, and they told me the whole scoop on the house. So I don't understand where they get off or why they think. I don't understand what they're gaining from doing it.
Yeah, well, that's actually something that we're not really sure as to what, but, well, just curious, though, our goal is to really help you get the type of job that you need for your area, so I just want to know, because based on what I see, correct me if I'm wrong, your main source, I mean, your service area is Port Clinton, is that right?
Yeah, Catawba, Port Clinton, Catawba, Marblehead, I mean, I'll come in, I'm in Sandusky right now, I'll come in to Sandusky enough to pay, you know what I mean?
Nice. Well, do you have other areas you service, like, you know, any places you want to go for?
Within...
Just those?
Within, you know, I can't be driving an hour and shit. I mean, there's all kinds of work up towards Cleveland, but I can't afford to... You know what I mean? The jobs, and if it's a small, I don't know.
Close
home. There's plenty to do around here, but
local.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. That's the reason why we want to make sure it's going to be specific on where you want to be found, right? But how long has PaintWorks been active as a business, Diana?
Since 1997.
1996. Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty
solid. I've been doing this a long time.
Okay. Well, is it safe
I'm 22
to say
years. I'm 22 years retired chef. So I'm, you know, and I'm,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've paid my dues and earned my stripes. Believe me, I've done grandma's greasy kitchen all the way up to $3-4 million homes.
Nice.
At this point, I kind of take what I want to take. You know what I mean? I don't need to be doing all that. Because I have,
okay.
I'm very detail-oriented, I'm very anal and picky, I can't just go in and do a splash and dash for, you know, some of these painters out here, they go in and they do these three-bedroom apartments for, you know, $600, and no, I don't, that's not my kind of work, I'm not doing this shit.
Well, but I take it that you could still handle more work or more clients that are going to be contacting you if we start getting you up on Google, right? That you can still handle
more
business.
Well, here's my thing. I don't mind painting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Interiors. I try to not take... I had two exteriors this year. I mean, I'm just in the heat. And blah, blah. I'd rather not do exteriors. I can, but, you know, if I was desperate. But what I was trying to do when I signed up with the dipshits was I have a shop now, and it's lighted and heated, and it's all set up. And as I do a lot of, I refinish a lot of cabinet doors. Instead of people ripping out their cabinets and putting new ones in, I go in and I remove the doors, I take them to the shop, I spray them there, I do the styles on site. If they do new hardware, you know, I hook them all up with that, I put it all on and blah, 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 and voila, they get a new kitchen, you know. And I was knocking them out like crazy. And then at that time, then I lost my storage. Well, I went through the winter without any place to do it, so I was having to turn down jobs. Well, in the spring, I got a new place, and this place is set up perfect. But I've only done 3 or 4 jobs since I've been there. Now I'm paying $700 rent. My son's a carpenter, so he also has his tools and stuff there, so he works out of there too. But I'd like to try to transition into just doing cabinets with the odd interior here and there. You know what I mean? If it was something worth me doing inside of a house or whatever, a whole house or whatever.
Okay, got it.
Lord, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if that would be the case, if you want to be set up like that, I think we can definitely help you out with that. So I guess, here's the thing. I think this would be good for you. I definitely feel like we could help you out in that category. So listening on Google. So I guess I just want to ask her, right, if you like what you hear on how we can program you to be found Google the way you really want to be found compared to what Agis did for you, you see value in all this, right? Especially if the pricing for it would be fair?
Well, yeah, if the pricing was right. So is it a one-time flat fee, or you do, how does it work?
Yeah, so we do monthly rates for our services, but of course it's so dependent on the packages. Although my pricing director in the area, her name is Laura, she actually handles that, and this would be a pretty good deal for you. So let me go ahead and grab that for you, so that at least you'll have an idea of how we can achieve that for you. And I'm pretty sure you're going to love this option that we have on helping you paid works to be found things you want to do. One moment, we'll get Laura for that.
Thank you for holding, Diana. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm glad.